This is the message from a great man, Flurry. May you rest in peace. How far do I go back? 1960, June. The whole family broke. Okay, stop. It was a nice sunny day. We were all happy, running around, doing what we had to do. I was posting a letter to my brother in England. I went to Kingston. So I was going from one part of Kingston to the other part of Kingston. That's the post office far. So I went in to post the letter. And I went home with the letter in my hand. To be honest, I don't know why that letter went back home with me. But anyhow, we went back home and it was raining, and I mean rain. The rain in Jamaica is like thunderstorm over here when it's raining. And it was raining heavy. As I came to Pellington Crossroad, I heard a noise. It was like a heartbeat. It was like a heartbeat. It was like a heartbeat. To run so fast, I tumble over, bruise up my knee and that, running down the hill. So I decided to turn back, and I look across the green and I could see my mum, brother-in-law. So the closer I get, I realise we're coming from our place. Darius looking at me, looking funny at me. I said, what's up? When you hear the banging up your drum, you know somebody passed away. That's just sending the message around. To my mother. She was the backbone. The letter in your hand. And then we had to just open the letter halfway and just put in it. Mom died and just post it away to England. Can't really describe it because your mom just lay there on a slab. She just lay there like a timber, really. Biggest regret right now is as it is. Passed away and I didn't get to maintain her as I would like to. Now, one of the dogs was with my mom's favorite dog. He jumped straight in the, when we opened the door, he jumped straight into the house and he jumped straight on the bed and started licking my mom's face. The dog didn't know, so my mom died. We leave, a couple of the family still live back in Jamaica. The youngest one at the time were around 14, so more or less we all stick together. Everybody growing up, Bibs went, Ralphie went, you learn us a lot of common sense. And we all thank you for that. If I could speak to my mother now, I would say, this is a message from a great man, Flurry. We look at things and say, well, that's what we can afford. We're not going to hang up our hat too high before we can take stick and lick it down to get us in debt. Anyway, how much I get paid for this?